paper umbrellas from Tim McGraw and Parker McCollum on 103.7 WHHT. Good morning. I'm excited to have Miss Edie Bell in studio with me today. She is with the Barron County Cooperative Extension Office, 4-H, Barron County Homemakers. You do a lot of different things, don't you?
I sure do.
You sure do. She's a busy lady, very busy. But I appreciate you taking out a few moments of your time to come up and talk about this plant and seed swap that's happening this Saturday, April 12th.
Yes, and the doors open at 9. And if you don't have any plants to swap, you could just go in and buy.
Okay.
And the gallon pots are only $3. Some of them are in bloom. Mm-hmm. And on each pot will be marked what they are, how tall they get, what color the bloom, sun or shade, perennial or annual. Every pot's going to be marked.
Okay.
So the big ones, the gallon ones, are $3, and all the other pots are $1.
Okay.
Can you beat that?
No, you cannot.
And if you don't have any to bring to swap for tickets, just come on in and shop.
Okay.
And there's no charge to go through the door.
Okay. Now, you guys are going to have some exhibits as well. Tell us about these bee, butterfly, and bird exhibit.
Yes, I'm going to be doing the butterflies, how to raise them. In fact, I've put together butterfly gardens that I'm going to be giving away to the people that come, some of the people that come and hear me.
Okay.
So I'm going to do how you raise butterflies, what host plants they need, what flowers you need to attract them to your yard. So I'm going to be doing that. And then there's going to be a lady who's going to come and talk about all about birds, bird baths, bird food, what type of food, all of that. And the other exhibit is the hemlock, the poison hemlock that's all over Barron County right now. It's about knee high. Every part of that plant is deadly. Mm-hmm. And it's going to get about 5 to 6 feet tall and have white blooms on it, similar to Queen Anne's lace.
Okay.
But they're tall. Queen Anne's lace only gets about, 2 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Well, this thing's going to get 5 and 6 feet tall and have these white blooms at the top. 25,000 seed per plant.
Oh, my gosh.
And right now is the time to spray it. So there's going to be an exhibit of this poison hemlock. And then if you have kids and you want to shop, there's going to be a homemaker who's going to do crafts with the kids to keep them occupied and while you're shopping.
Mm-hmm. So this is a family event. You can come out for this. And all the money raised from this event goes to where, Ms.
We are going to do environmental projects for Barron County, whether it's for land, water, or air. We're going to take this money, and there's a committee, and they're going to come up with some projects. For example, if they choose water, they may offer rain barrels at the extension office through the homemakers.
Okay.
So they will find projects for land, water, or air in the next, I'd say within the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to talk about the plants. If you are a gardener, we have herbs for you. Cilantro, fennel, catnip, garlic chives, lemon balm, and that's just a few of them.
Okay.
We have ground covers. If you are interested in putting a ground, now remember ground cover spread. That's why it's called ground covers. The jugas in bloom, ajuga, miniature monkey grass, lily of the valley, foam flowers, and cherry bells. And perennials, we have about 20 or 30 perennials, which you can see here.
Mm-hmm.
Phlox, there's also a ground spraying geranium. It's beautiful. It's in bloom right now, purple blooms. Mums, we have the butter and cream mum that's hardy. It spreads. Yellow daisies that fall, we'll have those. Missouri primrose. Then we have a plant that's shaped like an arrow leaf. It only gets about 10 inches tall, and it comes up in January, and you look out your window, and you got all these little green bushes.
Oh, my.
In January.
And that's a sight to see in January, I'm sure, because everything is not blooming, and everything is not green at that time.
And it will, it's like a little bush, and we have several pots of them, and I like it just because of the green and white arrow leaf.
Yeah.
And then eventually in the summer, it will put on a tan bloom. It looks like a piece of paper with red seed in it. And then in about September, it dies down. And then it comes back in January.
Okay.
And then hot poker. Looks like a hot poker, too. Lots of rutabaga yellow daisies. wildflowers, here's, I'm going to mention a few. Orange Kentucky columbine, the shooting star is blooming right now. It's beautiful. Mm. Dwarf crested irises and wild ginger. Bushes, we have lots of the bluebird aster bush to sell. Linton rose bushes. Now, that's a shade one. Comes up blooming through the snow. Blooms February to May.
Oh, I bet that's beautiful.
It comes in five colors, and we've got about 40 of them for $1 a piece.
Mm.
Some cups have four or five bushes in them. And there's an old-fashioned German rose bush. It has it spreads for you. It's a spreader. And the blooms are about a little bit bigger than a half a dollar. And they smell so sweet. It's an old-fashioned German rose. And then if you want some seeds, we have packages of seed. They're $1 a package. Cilantro, cosmos, Mexican sunflowers, miniature yellow zinnias, fennel, purple globe amaranth, and firecracker amaranth. So I just mentioned a few of the things.
Yeah.
That room is going to be overflowing. Then we have houseplants galore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Miss Edie knows her stuff now, I'm telling you. If you have any questions about any kind of plant or flower, Miss Edie is like your Google. She's like the human Google of plants.
I have been doing this many, many years. In fact, we live on Bristletown Road, and you turn there at the log cabins where Morrison Park is and mm-hmm. go down about an eighth of a mile, and I put in a 150-foot flower bed on the highway bank.
Oh, my.
And you should have, I had about 20 colors of daffodils.
Oh, beautiful.
And now the wildflowers are blooming. Mm-hmm. And then after this comes all these perennials that I just named on the 150 feet. And
my husband has a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Miss Edie brought me a box full of beautiful plants that need to go in the ground now. Mm-hmm. Got to get those in the ground now. So, yeah, it sounds like we might be busy over the weekend mm-hmm. planting those. So thank you so much for coming in this morning.
I hope a lot of people come out if you're thinking about plants to put in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
I will mention this one plant. It's called toothache, and we have pots of it, and we have the seed. And our great-great-grandparents, if they had a toothache, and there probably wasn't many dentists around then, they would pick the leaves off this toothache plant and chew it, and it actually numbs your face.
Oh.
Till they could get to a dentist.
Huh.
But I like the plant because it's only about 8 inches tall and just covered with yellow pom-pom blooms.
Oh, I bet that's beautiful.
It is. So you could use it as a border, or you could put it in my pots and let it hang over.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the plants, and we also have the seed.
Mm-hmm.
And it would take you a long time in there just to look around at all the
Yeah, and figure out what you want, where you have to plant it. So, yes. All right. That's happening this Saturday at the Extension office there on West Main Street from 9 to noon. It's an annual event, Plant and Seed Swap. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
And remember, there's no charge.
That's right. It's absolutely free to get in and look around.
Bring your pocketbook and go shopping.
There you go. Sounds like a plan. All right. I have more music on the way next.